Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back.
How you doing, strong man?
I am well. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Nice to be back.
Yeah.
Upright. Put it that
upright,
way.
Yeah. Upright, yeah. After a procedure, you're back, back with us.
A couple of procedures. One went wrong, one went right. Hopefully, we won't find out until about 3 weeks. But on the up ends.
Yeah.
So
the x-ray of your head showed nothing.
Nothing.
Yep.
Yeah,
so you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I am good to go.
Man.
I did struggle for some pain relief this past week. What I went through, Philip, I would rather have a total knee replacement than what I went through.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you about that. So, but because, you know, the issue that I went through, you're still dealing with pain.
Yeah.
And I will be for a couple of weeks, but not like it was.
Yeah. You're not your effervescent self, but you're getting back.
I'm getting better.
You're getting
back.
Close.
And I brought bad jokes.
Bad jokes?
Yep.
So while you were recovering, you were writing jokes.
Yeah, listening to you and Mr. Ewing on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Ewing.
Do you think he was going to eat that recipe or not?
I don't know if he tried it or not.
I know.
I saw him yesterday. He looked pretty good. So I don't
think apparently he didn't try it.
I don't think he tried it. No.
Maybe I should cook it for him.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think he left his glasses here.
Are those his glasses?
I don't know, but I'm going to look cool in for a while.
They do look cool.
Maybe.
Just don't let me have them.
No,
I've never owned a pair that I didn't break. Every pair of sunglasses
I'm
going to
be. But your glasses, like your regular glasses, you've had them for years. I'm impressed that you have not broke them.
I haven't broken them. But sunglasses, I tend to leave on the seat and sit on them.
Yeah. So, and my brother.
What was that? Oh, man.
My oldest brother, you know, he used to buy these glasses, you know, these $200-$300 sunglasses. And he broke a couple pair. And then he started buying them at Dollar General. He's a construction guy. So he just buys them for a buck. Why not?
Right.
I mean, you're going to break them anyway, so.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So.
Those might attract the sun to your eyeballs, though, you know, something. You never know.
But. Yeah, but I have polarized, or, you know, they fade in and out with the lights. So.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I'm kind of like that.
Very
way
nice.
People can't. I have a question for you. You know, I know you've been missing my questions.
Oh, I sure have.
Have you ever pocket dialed someone by accident?
Oh, it happens quite often. Yeah.
Does it really?
Just pocket dialed my son, I think, last week.
Oh, really?
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm working or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't call you. Oh, I guess maybe I did.
I'm going to tell you a story. This is about Julian Ryan Cairns. All right. So I just kind of started. Well, I can't remember it was been some time ago. Okay. And I was umpiring, the championship game in Dodgeville. For American Legion, so it was kind of later in the summer. I called that poor woman, I think it was like 75 times, because my phone was in my back pocket.
Oh, boy.
I felt so bad. And you sit there and wonder, like, how do you dial it? I mean, you know what I mean? Because when you try to push it, it never goes.
I know.
Put it in your pocket, it'll dial anybody you don't want.
The cell phones do weird things in your pocket.
Oh, it's crazy.
I find my flashlight on once in a while.
Yes.
Like, well, that's great. How long's that been on?
Ain't no sense down there. So.
Oh, well.
You might be from Arkansas, Philip. If you ever have named a goat after your mother-in-law.
Oh! Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Have you done that or not?
I don't have a mother-in-law yet.
No. Yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, Father's Day yesterday.
Yeah, it is. Happy Father's. Belated Father's Day.
Thank
yes.
you. Yesterday, I was washing the car with my son.
Uh-oh. You know?
Yeah. I was having trouble lifting him, and James said, Dad, use a sponge.
You should use a sponge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you do, Hank? Yeah. What do you do?
I woke up so tired this morning, Phil. My rooster even hit the snooze.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That rooster. Yeah, I'll tell
you what.
Todd gave me this story. I don't know if you saw this or not, but he mentioned this last week on the news, but Jonathan, the world's oldest living land animal, officially named a Guinness World Records icon. It's a turtle, a Seychelles giant tortoise, and he is 194 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Born, estimated year of birth is 1832.
Well, he's lived through some stuff, hadn't he?
Researchers suggest he could be even older.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Todd and I were discussing the fact that he quit smoking at, 150.
So. Yes, he's got... all kind of stuff here. So I leave it to Todd to come up with some stuff.
And you thought you were achy today. You know, yeah, can imagine being that old.
Oh, I tell you what. Boy, speaking of being, being kind to your kids is always a good thing, Phil.
Really?
Yep, they'll choose your nursing home.
Well, I've heard that before. That's a good point, yes. June's kind of mad at me.
Uh-oh.
Because of my obsession with acting like a news anchor.
Yes.
More on this after the break.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
That Simonson boy has been hanging around.
He is. We can't get him out of here, can we?
No. He's always got something smart to say.
Let's see. What does he have now?
I'm kind of excited. They're having a big sale at the Lego store. People are lining up for blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He's always got something to say.
He's always got something to say. He's always building something.
Yeah, you know? Right. What a blockhead.
You know you're getting older, Philip?
Yes.
When you don't buy green bananas anymore.
Oh. I wonder if that old tortoise does.
I know. He's good. He don't care.
He don't care.
And more after this. That was one of the best jokes I've heard in a long time.
Oh, well. Thank you, Hank.
Yeah. Again, aging gracefully is a polite way of saying you're slowly looking worse.
Gotta just stay away from mirrors.
Yeah, 100%.
Stay away from them.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, if anyone gets a message from me about canned meat,
yes,
don't open it.
Yep.
It's spam.
It's spam, yes, it is. Or worse, go back to my 2023 Christmas presents. It's with my collard greens.
Yeah, you have collard greens and then luncheon loaf.
It's even lower than luncheon loaf. I was looking at it the
other day.
It says
luncheon loaf on it.
Yeah. You know, I have turned a new leaf. You know, I've been off for the last, since last Wednesday?
A number of years.
I haven't been at work since.
Yeah, right.
So I've decided to give 100% work, Phil.
Really?
Yep. So here you go. You ready?
That'll be a first.
I'm going to always give 100% work. All right. Mondays, I'm going to give 11%.
Oh.
Tuesdays, 24%.
Uh-huh.
Wednesdays, 40%. Thursdays, 23%. And you know what, Phil? On Fridays, I'm going to give 2%.
2%.
2%. That's 100%. What more do you want from me?
Yeah, well, there you go. I was on the math team. I can figure that out.
Yep. Not good, is it?
No, it's not good. Yeah. Well, Hank, do the best you can.
I don't rise and shine, Phil. I crawl and complain.
Yeah, right. Especially today.
I tell you. Yeah, I'm feeling better today, but I'm going to tell you, it was a battle.
Yeah.
Still is, but it was a battle. It was painfully.
Well, you're on the downhill side.
I am. So, yeah. Well, let's just hope so. Let's just hope I can stop at the bottom.
Right.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, now I'm getting older. Everything is finally clicking, Phil.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah. My knees, my neck, my shoulders.
Clicking.
Just clicking.
Yeah.
Just clicking.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's weird. You know, you move your knee or your arm, you know, and all of a sudden, what the heck was
you
that?
You move your knee and your neck hurts. It's
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah,
oh, that's not right.
They're all connected, I guess.
The rigging's wrong in there.
Oh, you know, speaking of my kids, it's really hard to say what my daughter Macy does for a living.
Really?
She sells seashells on the seashore.
She does.
Hard to say that.
Poor Sally.
Oh, well.
With age, Phil, this is you.
Yep.
With age, you realize naps aren't a sign of laziness, Phil. They are survival.
Survival.
Is that not true?
Well, I think so.
I tell you what.
Tell June that.
I napped and napped and napped all.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Ooh. You deserved a break.
Yeah. Getting older is like a software update, Phil. You and I complain about every time our PC does a software update without our knowledge. It usually does it overnight, sneaking in little
stuff.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
But suddenly everything works differently, you know, as a person, as we do a software update in our body. You know, getting older is like a software update. You didn't ask for it, but suddenly everything works differently.
It did.
100%.
Yep. Amen, brother.
Yep. What's your favorite childhood memory, Philip?
Favorite childhood memory?
Yeah, do you have one?
There's a lot of
I have one.
What is it?
Yeah, having energy. Didn't have that. No,
yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Was that the kicker?
No, I have. Let's see here. I got to have a dad joke somewhere in here.
Get out of the way here.
Yeah, let's see here. I saw two black birds stuck together this morning, Philip.
Really?
Yeah, they were Velcros.
Oh. Oh.
Should I go back to the writing table?
Boo. Yes.
Okay, here we go, buddy. Here's your kicker. A police officer in a small town stopped a motorist who was speeding down Main Street. But officer, the man began, I can't explain. Just be quiet, snapped the officer. I'm going to let you cool your heels in jail until the chief gets back. But officer, I just wanted to say, and I said to keep quiet, you're going to jail. A few hours later, the officer looked in on his prisoner and said, lucky for you that the chief's at his daughter's wedding. He'll be in a good mood when he gets back. Don't count on it, answered the feller. In the cell, I'm the groom.
Oh, the feller in the cell.
The feller in the cell. Yeah. It's good luck to him.
Yes.
I don't know who's going to be in trouble more.
I don't know either. Yeah,
no show because he's in jail.
Sounds like that happened in Pea Ridge, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, could have.
Very well could have.
Yeah. All right,
so,
man.
Hey, my man, I hope you have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind. And everybody, thank you for the prayers.
There you go. Thanks. Good to have him back. That's old Hank Bray.